Chapter 21. Spring break couldn't have come at a better time, in Foggy's opinion. He desperately needed a 2-week break and some time to himself. Things hadn't exactly gotten better with Matt, but things hadn't gotten worse either. They'd just gotten tense and uncomfortable. He and Matt went to the same classes and studied the same things, but they didn't talk like they used to. Matt had never felt more far away and distant. Even when he was in the same room, his thoughts were clearly elsewhere. He'd become closed off, and Foggy was so accustomed to being shut out that he didn't force the issue. Matt started spending his weekends training at the gym or attending mass, and picking up on that particular cue, Foggy decided to echo his roommate. He started spending more weekends at home with his parents and Theo in particular. He worked with him in the butcher shop most weekends now. Having hard work to do made him feel less conflicted over Matt. At least when he was serving customers or weighing chicken wings, he wasn't thinking about his roommate. When spring break came around, he went home to his parents without inviting Matt. His roommate had announced that he was planning to attend Mass over Easter anyway, and Foggy figured time apart was probably a good way for both of them to individually work through things. Whether things actually could be resolved that way, or whether it was a convenient excuse, was yet to be seen. Foggy found a little peace, if not clarity exactly, in that little butcher shop. Things went well, until the day Matt walked into the shop looking just stupidly soft in black jeans and a hooded sweatshirt. Foggy wasn't ready for it. He wasn't ready to talk to Matt yet, but he couldn't tell him to get out either because he really didn't want to hurt him, and with other customers watching and listening, he couldn't single Matt out without looking like a total asshole and ruining the shop's reputation. "What can I get you?" Foggy asked, his tone polite, if a little stiff. "A 1/4 pound of bologna, enough salami and pepperoni for a homemade pizza, and a walk, please," Matt said, half whispering the last word. Foggy hesitated and bit his lip. He was inclined to refuse. It was easier this way. It was easier to be distant, to keep space and silence between them. It was easier, but not better in the long run, and he knew it. Matt must have known it too. Why else would he be here when he could get sandwich meat from anywhere in the city? Foggy wasn't fooled. No way in hell was Matt here for bologna. "It's good to see you, Matt. I'll take care of the order. You can pick it up when you and Foggy come back from your walk," Theo said, taking over when Foggy stood there a beat too long without speaking. "Theo," Foggy muttered with a doubtful shake of his head. "Take a break, Fog. They're legally required anyway, so you keep telling me," Theo insisted, rolling his eyes at him. "Fine," Foggy said with a sigh, untying his light green apron and handing it to his brother. He stepped out from behind the counter and scrubbed a hand over his face, painfully aware that he probably smelled of sweat and meat to Matt with his heightened senses. He held open the door for his roommate because he was a gentleman no matter what kind of mood he was in, following Matt and his cane out onto the street. "I don't know what you think you're gonna achieve here, Matt," Foggy mumbled, shoving his hands in his pockets as soon as the door shut behind him. "Well, not talking isn't achieving anything," Matt said in the no-nonsense tone he usually reserved for legal debates. "It's making me feel better," Foggy declared, which at least felt true, even if it was a little rude to say aloud. "Is it really?" Matt asked, his cynical tone annoying Foggy. He sighed and refused to answer the question. No, distance wasn't helping. It was making it harder to talk to Matt. Avoiding him wouldn't fix things between them. Matt started down the street and Foggy followed, stalking moodily at his side, though why he felt so put out with Matt merely for being here, he couldn't have said. "Foggy, what's this really about? Me and Sweeney, or me and Electra? I need to know," Matt said, as he and Foggy passed a diner and then a decorating center without stopping. "It's about you and... you knew how I felt about you," Foggy mumbled, in a voice so soft that only Matt could have heard it. His roommate didn't say anything, but his lips twisted into a pained grimace that told Foggy plenty. Matt felt guilty. That didn't make him feel better, but he'd known that it wouldn't. He didn't want Matt to be sorry or to feel like crap about things. He didn't know what he wanted him to do. But he did know that he didn't want Matt to be hurt. He wasn't keeping his distance to punish him. He was doing it because he didn't know how else to ease the constant ache in his chest whenever he looked at Matt. "You and I weren't dating," Matt protested, pausing outside Lenny's Bagels with a frown. "It's not like I got in a car with a complete stranger, ditched me, broke my heart, and came running back as soon as it all blew up in your face," Foggy said, the stinging words falling from his lips before he could stop them. "That's not fair." "It's accurate, for the most part, but it's not fair," Matt said, his expression perfectly blank and neutral. Foggy sighed and shook his head. It never used to be like this. He used to be able to breathe around Matt, but even after several weeks, he still felt that persistent ache. Matt running around with Elektra had damaged what they had, whether friendship or the beginnings of something more, and Foggy didn't know how to fix it. The only thing he knew was that it still hurt, and he wanted that feeling to stop. "Nothing about this is fair," Foggy complained, kicking at a discarded cardboard box with the toe of his sneaker as he and Matt continued walking and passed the McDonald's. "You're telling me," Matt said. His voice strained as he came to a stop on a street corner in front of a liquor store. "This is where it happened, you know, the accident that cost me my sight." Don't you dare," Foggy snapped, his breath catching in his throat. "Don't what?" Matt asked, his tone cool, almost clinical in his detachment. Foggy just looked at him. It was the first time he realized that it was possible to be afraid of Matt. There was something calculating about him sometimes, something cold that Foggy didn't like. The idea of Matt weaponizing pain and vulnerability and wielding it against him was terrifyingly Stick-like. He didn't even need to know Stick to realize that. Don't manipulate me, Matt. Don't tell me a sad story that'll make me feel sorry for you right now," Foggy said, unable to tear his eyes away from Matt's face. "That sad story is the truth. It's my life. It's my reality every single day," Matt declared, with a hard edge to his tone. "It sucks. What happened to you sucks, but it doesn't change this. It doesn't change the last few months," Foggy said, his voice breaking. "I didn't think that you could ever, that you would hurt me, Matt, but you did." Matt didn't deny that. He just sighed and leaned on his cane wearily. Foggy barely gave the familiar mobility aid a glance. He was too focused on Matt's expression. Even with the glasses, he could read his regret in the tightness of his lips. "Haven't you ever made a mistake, Foggy?" Matt asked in a testy tone that was an improvement on his coldness of a moment ago. "You made a choice," Foggy stated, remembering 2 solid months of buried feelings and a heart that ached even now. "And I regret it. I'm sorry," Matt said, so earnestly that Foggy believed him. "I'm sorry that I hurt you. I'm sorry that I trusted the wrong person. I'm sorry that she made me feel..." "Made you feel what?" Foggy asked, his voice low and cautious. "She didn't see my blindness, Foggy," Matt said, with a weary shake of his head. "She was the first person not to notice that cane since... I don't even know how long it's been since someone did that. She saw me, Foggy, and I should have realized that she was playing me, so I'm sorry that I didn't realize it until it was too late. I'm sorry that I fell for someone who wasn't what I thought. And I'm sorry that I hurt you. I regret that more than I can say. Foggy just sighed and looked out across the street, blinking back hot tears. When Matt put it like that, it made him feel petty for clinging to his hurt feelings when Matt had trusted someone and been manipulated into a situation that was twisted and messed up. A situation that continued to haunt him, not made easier by Foggy distancing himself. Hadn't Matt told him already how abandoned he felt by his own family? He couldn't do that to him. "What happened to you, Matt?" Foggy asked, not really expecting an answer. "I screwed up," Matt said with a heavy sigh. "No, here," Foggy muttered, gesturing quite pointlessly to the street corner they stood on. "When you saved that guy and you lost your vision, I want to know." Matt didn't say anything for a long moment. One benefit of the white cane that Foggy had noticed was that people tended to see it and give Matt a wide berth, which meant that he and Matt could stand on a street corner in New York City without being jostled by people. It was helpful at a moment like this, when Matt seemed to struggle to form the right words to describe the day his life had irreversibly changed. "It all happened so fast," Matt said at last. "One minute, I was watching that truck heading for that old man, and then I just reacted, you know? Next thing, I'm lying on the ground, and the pain was the only thing keeping me grounded. It was all I could focus on." "How bad was it, the pain?" Foggy asked, frowning deeply. "It burned. On a scale of 1 to... it was a 10, Matt admitted with a sigh. "And then my dad was there, and his face was the last thing I... He told me to close my eyes. He shouldn't have done that. He should have gotten a bottle of water and flushed out the chemicals. I guess it didn't occur to him, not when I was scared," was putting it mildly. Pain flickered across his face as he spoke, and Foggy swallowed hard, fighting the lump that rose in his throat, burning, threatening tears. He glanced at the road mere feet from them and tried to picture it. Matt, frightened child of 9, newly blind. He could almost glimpse him in the mat that stood before him, leaning on his cane with the weight of the world on his shoulders. "They flushed my eyes out at the hospital later," Matt continued, in a flat, slightly deadened tone, as though distancing himself from the memory. "But I was freaked out, so much they had to sedate me for my own safety, and I couldn't see. It was fast. It was so fast. Within a minute or two of that chemical spill." "The chemicals," Foggy muttered, realization dawning. "Is that why you can hear heartbeats and..." "Yeah, but those kinds of deep chemical burns. There was no saving my sight, no surgery or treatment that could repair the damage," Matt explained with a heavy sigh. "But I'd lie awake at night after it happened and I could hear everything, blocks away. Sirens, people talking in the apartment down the street, dogs barking, police radio chatter even. And then over time, closer sounds just got magnified." "What do you mean magnified?" Foggy asked, frowning in confusion. Matt had never been this free with the details surrounding his vision loss or his heightened senses before, and Foggy didn't know whether to push for more details and snatch them all up quickly, or whether to let Matt explain things at his own pace and peel back those layers one at a time. "A dripping faucet was painful after the accident," Matt said, his lips tightening in a grimace. "That's what I mean by magnified. I could feel the impact of that water droplet like cans dropping in a supermarket. It was loud, and it was only a faucet. It took me years, and stick, to get back any kind of control." "I'm sorry," Foggy mumbled, scrubbing a hand over his face with a weary sigh. "For what?" Matt asked, his tone soft, if not warm exactly. "It's... what you went through is... it's hard," Foggy said, forcing the words past the lump in his throat. "And I want to be that guy, the guy who can just be completely unaffected and brush things off like it doesn't matter. I know it's been hell lately, but I told you trust was important to me. I need time to work through everything, Matt. We can talk and things can get better, but I can't just flip a switch and pretend it's all okay, not after Electra. I'm running out of ways to say you hurt me, but you did, and I can't just get over it. That's not how it works. Matt bit his lip and nodded, as if he hadn't expected anything different. The distance between them felt painful now, but Foggy wouldn't close it. He wouldn't sweep it all away, pretend it was fine, and go back to the way things were. It was tempting to do that, and for Matt, he almost would. But for self-preservation, respect, and honesty, he wouldn't. He and Matt needed to be accountable to each other when they caused hurt and when they healed from it. He knew that now. I get it, Matt said, with a small, very forced smile. I just want us to talk, to be around each other again. I'll earn your trust back, Foggy. Okay, Foggy croaked, clearing his throat in an attempt to sound normal. We should be heading back. I have work, and you need to pick up your order. Yeah, okay, Matt agreed, his expression thoughtful. Can I just do one thing? Foggy knew what that one thing was. He hugged Matt, fiercely and quickly, squeezing his eyes shut as he buried his face in Matt's sweatshirt. Matt hugged him back, one hand patting Foggy's back awkwardly as he sniffled and pulled back. God, he missed the time when it had been easy between them. He didn't say anything, and Matt didn't either as they started back up the street. The return to the butcher shop passed in relative silence, and when he and Matt reached the door, Foggy still couldn't find anything to say. Fortunately, Theo could. From the second he and Matt walked through the door, Theo started chatting away to Matt about salami and Italian sausage and the best cheese to put on his pizza. Matt was as polite as ever, of course, and even smiled warmly and thanked Theo as he paid for his order. Foggy put the paper-wrapped package in Matt's hand himself and walked him to the door, managing to resist the temptation to hug Matt again. That was a little easier with both of Matt's hands being full, the cane in one hand and his order in the other. He shook his head and sighed as the door shut behind Matt. There was so much he wanted to say, and even a few things they wanted to do, like go after him and forget it all over pizza and a few beers, but he couldn't do that. Longing tugged at his heart, and the words he couldn't say to Matt spilled free of his lips as he watched him through the window. I love you. Foggy mouthed more than whispered the words, trying them out. Outside the shop, Matt froze in the middle of the street, and Foggy cursed internally. Super hearing. Fuck. End chapter 21.